With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Declaring his innocence, deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro has been arraigned in New York. While he calls himself an innocent and a decent man, the BBC's Sarah Smith in New York says that's not the way prosecutors see things.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife are facing charges of narco-terrorism conspiracy and weapons charges. The indictment against them states that for more than 25 years they have enriched themselves by working with international drug traffickers to ship illicit drugs into the United States. Speaking in Spanish, Nicolas Maduro called himself the president of Venezuela before he was interrupted by the judge. The American Attorney General Pam Bondi has said that the former Venezuelan leader will soon face the full wrath of American justice, but it is likely to take years before a prosecution could be completed.
Maduro's ultimate fate, Elon Katz, criminal defense lawyer in Mexico City.
Now, if Mr. Maduro is found not guilty by a jury, of course he will be set free. If he is found guilty, then he will spend the rest of his days in a federal prison along with his wife.
Democrat Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona is facing censure.
In November, Kelly joined five other lawmakers in a video that called on troops to uphold the Constitution and not follow illegal orders. Defense Secretary Hegseth said the censure was a necessary step toward proceedings that could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain. Kelly responded by calling the move outrageous and wrong. The senator said it sends the message to every single retired service member that if they say something Hegseth or Donald Trump doesn't like, they will come after them the same way. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Futures mixed on Wall Street this morning. The Dow futures down 86 points. NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. This is SRN News. Christians in Nigeria are hoping 2026 will bring peace.
The plight of believers being violently persecuted by Muslim terrorists has drawn the eyes of the world in recent years, and in the final days of last year, President Trump launched airstrikes against those terror groups. The hope of religious freedom advocates around the globe is that the Nigerian government will rouse itself and make the destruction of radical Muslims a priority. But critics point out that most of the top government positions are occupied by Muslims with mostly Muslim constituencies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz has decided not to seek a third term amid a fraud scandal involving the state's child care programs. Pro-life advocates hope his replacement will be less radical when it comes to abortion. Walz worked with Democratic majorities in both legislative chambers to chart a more liberal course in state government. He helped to eliminate just about all of the state abortion restrictions enacted in the past by Republicans. This is SRN News. The company behind a massive 2023 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, more than a million gallons spilled, faces a massive fine.
The $9.6 million fine is close to the total fines the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration usually issues each year. However, Third Coast, which operates 1,900 miles of pipelines, recently secured a nearly $1 billion loan. The agency says Third Coast failed to establish proper emergency procedures and did not access the risk. The NTSB found that operators failed to shut down the pipeline for nearly 13 hours after gauges first hinted at a possible problem. Jason Walker reporting.
The Department of Health and Human Services out with revised guidelines for childhood vaccinations. Number of vaccinations no longer recommended for every child. SRNNews.com.